From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from the Voice of Indonesia. Today, we have a lot of things to present to you. We get the news, we get more information, tourism or culture, and also various interesting musics all from our country. Well, I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. So make sure that you will stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, because next, we would like to begin with the news. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister Sumarno encouraged SOEs to build Madagascar infrastructure. Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said, moving the capital creates opportunities. Now the news in details. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises M. Sumarno is committed to encouraging the SOEs to be able to help Madagascar in infrastructure development. This was conveyed by Minister Rini in a meeting with President of Madagascar, Andry Rajoelina, in Antananarivo, Madagascar, on Tuesday. Minister Rini's working visit was a direct direction from President Joko Widodo to help infrastructure development in African countries, one of which is Madagascar. In a press release in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Rini Sumarno stated that Indonesia has published a new book about Indonesians in Africa and is expected to be the first page because Madagascar is geographically closest, and it's also related to blood relations. She also emphasized that Madagascar does not need to hesitate in cooperating with Indonesia, because Indonesia already has both the experience and expertise needed by Madagascar to develop its country. Minister of National Development Planning, head of Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, views that the construction of the new capital provides many opportunities to increase growth in the property sector. At the National Coordination Meeting of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said that one of the potentials is the construction of health and education facilities, because at least 1.5 million people will move to the new capital within 5 to 10 years after the construction period. Minister Bambang also explained that these millions of people would not come at one time, because the main activity in the new capital is the government's activities. Those of state civil servants will move first. At least 180,000 people will move in the first stage. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto asked the Minister of Finance to exempt the value-added tax from importing cocoa beans. This is done to meet the raw material needs of the cocoa processing industry, while at the same time spurring productivities and competitiveness. In an official statement quoted on Wednesday, Minister Erlangga said that the VAT, or the value-added tax, is not deleted, but the tariff is zero. This is expected to encourage industrial competitiveness, because in this era of free trade, Asian countries have zero tariffs. He also affirmed that the cocoa processing industry plays a major role through its contribution to national economic growth. The government has set the cocoa processing industry as one of the main sectors for its development according to the 2015-2035 National Industrial Development Master Plan. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya called on Yogyakarta and Central Java government to speed up and simplify investment permits and land acquisition to support hindering tourism development. In the discussion group forum, achieving 1 million tourists to Borobudur Super Priority Destination in Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta on Wednesday, he said that many investors have complained of difficulties in arranging permits and land acquisition, so they were reluctant to invest. He also pointed out that there needs to be deregulation where every 1 month there must be investment coming in. So there needs to be deregulation of rules to facilitate investment and land acquisition. Minister Arif added that Indonesia's tourism growth is number one in Southeast Asia and number three in Asia. He also affirmed that Indonesia is better than Malaysia and Singapore, but Indonesia is inferior to Vietnam because of the many regulations that impede investment. Those regional governments must deregulate and facilitate investment. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The largest international trade exhibition in Indonesia, the 2019 Trade Expo Indonesia, aims to increase the value of goods transaction by up to 15%, or $1.7 billion, compared to last year's operating target of $1.5 billion. Director General of National Export Development, PEN, at the Ministry of Trade, Dodi Edward, after attending the TEI technical meeting in Jakarta on Wednesday, expects that the transaction of goods in TEI 2019 will increase 10 to 15% compared to last year. He also said that 2019 Trade Expo Indonesia will take place at the Indonesia Convention Exhibition ICE BSD, Tangerang, Banten, starting on October 16 to 20, 2019. The exhibition will display quality products and become a means of promoting Indonesian products to the global market. The government of Indonesia, represented by several ministries or agencies and led by Ministry of Trade, along with the House of Representative Commission 10, has completed the discussion of the bill on the creative economy and will soon be passed into law. This was conveyed by expert staff for trade in services at the Ministry of Trade, Lasminingsi, who acted as the leader of the government team in a working committee meeting on the bill on creative economy. Through her statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, she said that this law is important because it will provide legal certainty to businesses in the creative economy and create a conducive ecosystem. In addition to being a legal basis for business actors, Lasminingsi says that this law would be the basis for the formation of ministries, institutions in the creative economy. Paragliding team of Indonesia won the World Paragliding Championship of Landing Accuracy No. 2019 in Urvat City, Serbia, which was held on 9 to 17 September 2019. Based on the information from Staff of Social and Cultural Information of Indonesian Embassy in Beograd, Eni Diponegoro on Wednesday, escorted by Antaranus Agency, explained at the championship, followed by pilots from 128 countries, that the Indonesian teams got the first position, followed by China and Colombia. Indonesian Ambassador to Serbia, Muhammad Chandra Widya Yuda, when attending the closing and giving the prize of the championship, appreciated the achievement of Indonesian national team that competed sportively. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, here is today's commentary, and it is entitled, The Authority of DPD Needs to be Equal with DPR. On October 1, 2019, Indonesian Regional Representative Council, or DPD, will have its 15th anniversary. DPD was established on October 1, 2004, when 128 members were inaugurated and sworn in. Since its establishment in 2004, the DPD has played a major role. In a speech at a joint session of Regional Representative Council, DPD, House of Representatives DPR, and People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, on August the 16th, President Joko Widodo appreciated the performance of DPD. He views that DPD has been a prime agent in maintaining and revitalizing the values of local wisdom. Over the last few years, DPD has produced various legislative products, such as 7 draft bills on the proposal of DPD initiative, 6 opinions on the draft bills, 4 considerations on the draft bills, and 10 results of supervision of implementation of the Act in accordance with the duties of DPD. Although DPD has created a variety of performances, the authority of DPD is still not equal with the DPR. Thus, DPD keeps fighting for equality with the DPR. Chairperson of Regional Representative Council, Usman Sabtaodang, said that the council or DPD members elected for 2019-2024 period must continue to fight for the strengthening of DPD's authority. When giving a speech at the orientation of even elected DPD members on Tuesday, September the 17th, he said that in accordance with the Constitution, the Regional Representative Council should be equal with DPR and must be fought to amend the Constitution. The fight for the equality between Regional Representative Council and House of Representatives is very reasonable, considering the basic idea of establishing the Council is to bridge regional interests with national policies, while at the same time giving a greater role to the regions in making political decisions that are directly related to the regions themselves. Another consideration that makes the Regional Representative Council need to be fought alongside the House of Representatives is the consideration of aspects of political representation. In political point of view, DPD is a reflection of the diversity of ethnicity, religion, and culture. Representation in the Council crosses ideological boundaries because DPD members do not come from certain political ideology groups. Instead, representing all ideological groups, interest groups, and various other groups in the community. In addition to the direct election system of Regional Representative Council members, the number of constituents and voters that are far greater than the DPR makes DPD get strongest legitimacy from all walks of life. When considering the above aspects, the position and the authority of Regional Representative Council must be parallel with the House of Representatives. Well, listener, that was today's commentary.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, starts from an event on September 19th, 1945, on Giant Meeting at Ikada Field. The Ikada Field Giant Meeting took place on September 19th, 1945, when Sukarno gave a short speech before thousands of people in Ikada Square in commemorating 1 month proclamation of independence. In many places, the people, spearheaded by young people, held meetings and staged huge demonstrations to make determination to welcome independence. The general meeting at the Ikada Field or Jakarta Athletics Association in Jakarta was spearheaded by the One Action Committee. The meeting was aimed at showing Japan that the people supported the government of Republic of Indonesia, which is independent and sovereign. Currently, Ikada Field is located the south of National Monument or Monas. Next event is that in 1955, President Juan Perón was overthrown by Argentinian military. Juan Domingo Perón was an Argentinian general and politician. Perón and his wife Eva were very popular among Argentinian people. He was a figure of Latin America which was well known in the 20th century. Juan Perón was considered as agent of change in his country because he turned the economy from agriculture to industry. Perón was also known because he gave suffrage to women. But over the time, he became to be dictator and rule out authoritarian government. He changed state institution in order he could be elected again as president and threw away judges who were against him. On September 19, 1955, Juan Perón was overthrown through military coup d'état and exile. The deportation for 18 years did not relieve his influence among the people. In 1973, Perón was elected again as president of Argentina for the third period. The last event is that in 1983, St. Kitts and Nevis gained independence from Great Britain. St. Kitts and Nevis is a federation state of two islands located on Leeward Islands, the Caribbean. St. Kitts Island was under Great Britain colony since 1624 and Nevis Island since 1628. On September 19, 1983, St. Kitts and Nevis became an independent state. The state is the smallest one on the American continent in terms of land or population. The capital city and seat of government of the federal locates on St. Kitts Island. Nevis Island, whose area is smaller, is around 3 kilometers away from southeast of St. Kitts. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Bergetar hatiku saat ku berkenalan dengannya. Dia menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta, dan bawalah daku selalu dalam mimpimu, di langkahmu serta hidupmu. Genggamlah daku kini juga nanti, harapan di hatiku, bawalah diriku selamanya. Bergetar hatiku saat ku berkenalan dengannya. Menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta, dan bawalah daku selalu dalam mimpimu, di langkahmu serta hidup. Genggamlah daku kini juga nanti, harapan di hatiku, bawalah diriku selamanya. Dan bawalah daku langkahmu serta hidupmu.
Still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next will be an information from Indonesia in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to My Indonesia. Today entitled Indonesian Government Determines the Status of Forest Fire in Riau as Emergency Alert Status. Indonesian President Joko Widodo flew to Pekanbaru, Riau, and immediately led a limited meeting on forest and land fire control on Monday evening, September 16. During the meeting, the president reviewed the limited meeting held at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta, last July. He emphasized the issue of preventing forest and land fires. The president emphasized that both the regional government and the central government have the tools to maximize the prevention of forest and land fires. In the case of prevention, the government or central body should be fully supported by the regional government. On this occasion, President Joko Widodo declared the status of smoke from forest and land fires in Riau province on emergency alert stages. He ordered precautions not to spread to other locations, both on peat and the forest, as well as to residential areas. Among the attendees attending at the limited meeting were the Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Wiranto, Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya, National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, TNI Commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, Head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Doni Monardo, and Health Minister, Nila Muluk. Also present regional officials of Riau. President Joko Widodo said that the government continues to conduct water bombing at the location of forest and land fires, and 5,610 trips have been incurred. A total of 52 aircraft were deployed for the outage. Artificial rain has also been made around the fire location. This was stated by President Joko Widodo at the Rusmin Nuryadin Air Force Base, Pekanbaru, on Wednesday, September 18. The president urged all parties not to burn peatlands or forest which could spread fires. He also instructed decisive action for the perpetrators of arson, both from corporate circles and individuals. The head of state also said legal efforts have been made both individuals or corporations and they have been given strict action. President Joko Widodo, through the National Police, will take legal action against those who are proven to have committed violations that cause land fires. He also hopes that each party carries out a commitment to prevent forest and land fires. That was My Indonesia.
Dari semuanya lelaki yang pernah mendampingi aku, tiada yang pernah selama dua jam bikin ku menunggu. Semuanya lelaki yang pernah mencintai daku, tiada yang pernah hingga detik
Dari semuanya, lelaki yang pernah mencintai aku, tiada yang pernah hingga detik ini bikin ku cemburu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Thank you very much. You are still with us in the English service from the Voice of Indonesia. More information about Indonesia will come for you, but next one, it will not be about politics or economy. It will be about our tourism or our culture. Stay tuned in the Indonesia Wonder.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to Barongko Culinary. When you are culinary tour to South Sulawesi, do not forget to try barongko. Barongko has yellowish white color, shaped triangle, and packaged traditionally with banana leaf. Its flavor is sweet, soft, and cool. Makes many people like this typical food of Bugis people, including the third Indonesian president, B.J. Habibie. Barongko is indeed one of B.J. Habibie's favorite foods. The main ingredient of barongko is banana. The type of banana which is used to make barongko is kapok. Bugis people called it utilopo, which means big banana. The banana is refined and mixed with other ingredients such as sugar, coconut milk, egg, vanilla, and salt. After that, the dough is wrapped by using banana leaf and pinned with a stick and steamed until cooked. For Bugis people, barongko has high philosophical value. They believe that barongko is not only made by skilled hands, but also with full of love. Most of Bugis people called barongko as honesty cake. The banana wrapped with banana leaf represents honesty. It means that what is seen outside, it is the same like inside. In the past, barongko was a fancy food and only served for nobles of Bugis kingdoms. Generally, the kings enjoyed the food as dessert. The cake was only served in certain time, such as wedding and traditional ceremony. Barongko is usually eaten as breaking fast dish. Barongko is also considered safe for digestion and adds stamina. Now the cake is easy found in Makassar, South Sulawesi, especially along Jalan Lasintrang. The price is quite cheap, only 3,000 rupiah to 5,000 rupiah per piece. Listener, that was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Musisi jalanan mulai berlalu.
You are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia. Next will be interesting information from our country, or maybe sometimes it will be about our achievement or discoveries. Next, miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on Jakarta Culinary Festival 2019. This year, International Culinary Festival will be held again at Senayan City, South Jakarta from October 3rd until 6th, 2019. It will be conducted by Ismaya Live collaborating with GoFood. The theme of the festival is In Bloom, which means to celebrate food ingredients that are currently in season in Indonesia. The festival will also highlight culinary trends and movement that can bring about major influence among culinary markets of Indonesia. From the theme, the festival tries to join the best technique to process foods which are found throughout the world. In addition, the festival is also aimed at exploring improvement of culinary industry in Indonesia. More than 49 foreign and Indonesian culinary stars from various backgrounds, such as chef, mixologist, barista and expert of food and beverage will attend the Jakarta Culinary Festival 2019. They will guide various activities during the festival, which includes cooking demo, coffee demo, kids cooking class, talk show, pastry demo, master class, and wine tasting. In the event, a lot of national and international chefs will show their skills and share their experiences in the culinary world. One of them is the king of ice cream, who is also runner-up MasterChef Australia 2017, Ben Ungerman. In addition, there will be also Chef Elke Flasmeyer from Local 4, the only one restaurant of Indonesia which enters list of Asia's 50 best restaurants 2019, as well as judge of Thai MasterChef. The Jakarta Culinary Festival 2019, through its four pillars, taste, shape, learned, and fun, will carry out Foodies, a mention of JCF visitors to culinary trip with dozens of famous foods and beverages, as well as various activities. There will be two big stands of JCF 2019, namely Spontan, which is located at cross of North Lobby Senayan City, and Fogtan, which is located at the cross of South Lobby Senayan City. At Spoon 10, restaurant area and GoFood Festival will become place of famous restaurants of Jakarta until 20 most favorite merchants of GoFood. While at Fork 10, there are dessert garden and coffee room. Here, it will become house for marketplace, food vendor and kitchen equipment. To enter JCF 2019, area is free of charge. That was our segment for today, Miscellany. thanks for listening.
Di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin, pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menentang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung, telinga, jidat, tangan sampai betis. Oh betapa cantiknya wajahku malam ini. Ku terpilih jadi ratu. Aku berbisik dalam hati, mungkinkah ini kan terjadi sesungguhnya. Kulangkahkan kaki menyusuri panggung pemilihan ratu sejagat. Oh semua tepuk tangan seiringku berlalu sampai menghilang di balik layar. Aku pun bersorak lompat ke girangan, tapi ku terjatuh dari kursi goyang, kiranya ku mimpi. Jadi ratu sejagat semalam.
Well, listener, you've listened to various information from Indonesia and also some good songs. Hope you are, well, enjoying everything we are presenting to you. Next, we still got more songs for you, but the next one, we still got an info about the song. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. It is nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today, I present a song to you by Rafika Duri. The name of Raffi Kaduri began to popularize since she presented two songs composed by Arianto, namely Hanya Untukmu and Tertusuk Duri in the 1970s. Besides made her name popular widely in the country's music industry, the song Hanya Untukmu also earned her the Gayagam Award at the 1978 International Song Festival. The song tells about the story of someone who falling in love so that the beloved is always in their mind. Listener, here is the song Hanya Untukmu, sung by Raffi Kaduri. Enjoy the song.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Well, it's almost 1 hour for us to be with you. It's quite nice, and I hope that you enjoy everything we've given to you. Don't forget to send us your comments or questions to our email, voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to click like, and also, well, send messages to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. We, the team from The Voice of Indonesia, still got more information for you, but maybe it's not in English, but instead it will be in a different language. So make sure that you will stay tuned with us in The Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.